You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Sigrid, have you ever had the pleasure of being involved in a Cocktail Corner?
I think once or twice, yes.
What did I make?
I think the time when I did it, you weren't the one doing Cocktail Corner.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Was it Louder or was it Campbell?
She probably wasn't really here, mate. She's probably texting on her phone like right
now.
Look. Don't drop the phone. Don't drop the phone. It's expensive.
Well, do you want me to Instagram Cocktail Corner or not?
Hit us up on Insta or Facebook for WhatsApp. Hey, what is the cocktail?
Today I'm doing a variation of a dark and stormy, which is a traditional
You're really baiting this weather scenario, aren't you, mate?
I'm working up to it, you know? Just like the weather. But I'm throwing a tropical spin in there because it's a tropical storm.
Boy.
So I'm using 45 mils of plantation pineapple rum. Anyone who's tried this knows it is pretty much the most delicious rum ever made. It is freaking fantastic. Buy it, drink it,
Plantation. Make
it into many different drinks. Instead of ginger beer, I'm using the ginseng.
Smells pretty good.
And ginger chi. And then traditionally, and as I will do today, a good smashabout of Angostura bitters. And I like a little bit of lime juice to just balance things out a little bit. Give it a bit of a swirl with my paper straw. None of this plastic around here.
Right. Someone's just, this is just a statement. I'm just going to read it. Alex, have my babies. What do we do with that?
I don't know.
Do I just not read that out?
Is your nickname Alex?
Yeah.
You thought we were going to get off on a technicality there.
Yeah.
So you're having the babies.
Am I having the babies?
It's just There's no comma or anything. It's just one sentence. Alex, have my babies.
Jeez, I'm not sure. I'm not really a punctuation.
Like
Nazi,
a seahorse.
Signed, Darren. No, that's not.
Awesome. All right, team, here we go.
Oh,
I
lovely.
Even brought in some pineapple straws to make it all like,
lovely garnish. Sigrid is shying away at this stage.
Separate straws so we don't have to get...
But they both look exactly the same, so make sure you don't...
Well, they're paper, so like as soon as you put your lips on, they start disintegrating. So you know the one that's slightly more manky.
I had a half a beer before and it disappeared. Don't know where that went, eh, Sigrid? She's just doing a selfie while... Just the modern woman, eh?
Such a professional.
Everything at all times. Let me just get straight on the colour. It's a bit of a sleeper, because you're like, what's going on in this drink?
Yeah, it's orange. That's a lot to do with the Angostura bitters. The chi ginger and ginseng actually is like not as sweet as a lot of ginger beers, so actually allows the rum to come through quite nicely.
And you can kind of chuck a bit more bitter in there. Hey, what is the bitter?
So it's Angostura bitters.
What is that?
It's a tonic made from a whole bunch of
what
special
is that?
Stuff.
What?
It's got quinine. No, it doesn't have quinine. It's got a bark in it. I can't remember what the bark's called, though. That makes it bitter, but then a whole bunch of other herbs and bits and pieces. Someone out there who's more bitters knowledgeable, please send us a message with what the hell's
hoon.
In there.
Have another hoon, Sig Dog. That's her stage name.
Sig Dog.
She writing raps as well now.
I tried Durry's, didn't really catch on. Okay.
Oh, I took a boomerang by accident.
Just all pretend we know what that is.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
It's when you take a photo and it just takes a photo of you taking a photo. It's like an Inception thing. It's heavy.
Awesome. Okay.
All right. Let me run through the ingredients.
Yeah, recap.
Okay, so it's a tall glass filled all the way to the top with ice. 45 mils of plantation pineapple, topped with chi, ginger, and ginseng. I did about 5 dashes of Angostura bitters and about 10 mils of fresh lime juice. But it's pretty important that you have the pineapple straws. Right. Because they're part of this whole
make you
experience.
Think pineapple.
Yeah.
I mean, and
it's
also,
not, it's, you know, it's like the multi-dimensional
are they
experience.
Flavored?
It's a nice, it's a no. good, it's a good flashback to Cotman Co. And everyone likes their feeling. So.
You know what I saw the other day is those straws that are for like flavoring milk. Have you seen those?
With the beads in them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. They're
I took
great.
Them to the bar, but no one was keen to try it with beer.
Do you know what I thought would be cool? I was thinking about those straws the other day, actually, because they're fucking great. Yuck, with beer though. But I was thinking, why don't they make straws that are like surrounded by like a cocoon of ice so that when you just have a drink, it just chills the drink when it comes right up the straw.
Actually, there is a cone straw thing in the tiki world that is like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's actually, what it is it's an ice mold, but it's got a hole through it. And it makes a cone, and you put that in the drink. Yeah. And then you pour the drink over the top, and you put your straw through the center of the cone.
Right.
And that chills everything as it comes up through it.
Then we wouldn't have to put our beers in the dirty milk fridge every day.
This drink is a little bit beach goth, if I had to give it a musical genre. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's Auckland's vibe at the moment,
isn't
it?
We are beach goth as fuck. AKA the Growlers.
So who's playing in the background? Interested in this.
Oh, this is Kitaro, like put of a legendary. I think he's Japanese synth guru from back in the 70s. This record's called Oasis. I'm just trying to ward off the vibes. I'm just trying to bring it back.
Nice.
Covers obviously a really nice scenario of a color palette melding into sky.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
He's a chill character.
He looks like a Japanese John Lennon.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say it looks like the person that John Lennon wishes he was.
Zing. The guy's dead, for Christ's sake.
Oh, God.
Leave him be, Sigrid. Leave him be.
I'll spit on his grave.
Oh, shit.
And on that note.
Fantastic. Thank you kindly to Red Bar. Of course, thank you kindly to Chi. Always coming through with that delicious Chi. When the crab's removed.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.